morning and welcome to today's podcast. At my events lately, I have been getting more and more and more questions about angel numbers. An angel number is a short sequence of numbers that you will keep seeing, and they will stand out to you at meaningful times. Often when we are vulnerable or are indeed needing help from our angels, they will send signs. An angel number is one of the most common signs that your angels can actually send you. Sometimes they'll show you numbers just to catch your attention. Other times it may be a reminder from your angels just to merely keep your thoughts positive. Seeing angel numbers can also be a very friendly, angelic reminder to tune in and lift your vibration and actually communicate with them. When you see a particular number sequence reoccurring, it could be when you wake up and you check the time. You might look across at the clock in the car as you're driving and you might see the same number. You might see number plates, which are a huge favourite of mine, and the same sequence of number will keep on occurring. It's simply your angels trying to grab your attention. It's their way of saying, hey, you, we're here, look. But are these numbers random? No. Each particular number has a set standard meaning. And if you see it repeated, it is merely making that number stronger. It's making the message that they give you stronger in thy vibrations and stronger in the fact that they're trying to get your attention. Angel numbers work in a couple of ways. Firstly, it's your angels giving you a little nudge. We've already discussed that. You might look at the clock in the middle of the night. It might say 1, 2, 3. You might glance at your phone and it might say 3, 3, 3. Or glance across at something and it might say 111. 111, by the way, is the number sequence I always get. It's the way that my brothers communicate with me. They do it deliberately so that you see the number sequence. There is nothing coincidental about this. Your angels will continue bringing you to the attention of the same series of numbers until you get the notice. But be aware of the meaning. It's not just random numbers here. They're sending you a sign. It's as good as them calling you and saying, hey, Fred, how are you doing? Oh, by the way, you need to pay attention to your thoughts a little more. So that's what the angel numbers are all about. Why do they use numbers and not just speak to us? Well, if that was easy and as easy as it could be, nobody would appreciate the preciousness of this. It wouldn't be any magic phenomenon if they could just pick up their phone from heaven, and I more than anybody wish they could. But I guess when they pick up their phone to heaven, they would call a psychic medium, wouldn't they? And that medium would interpret the message for you. So maybe that's what mediums are, merely phone calls from heaven. They're always looking for a way, and they will use the easiest way to communicate with you. Our angels are positive balls of light, huge vibrational energy, and they need to do things quickly. They don't have time to faff about and wait for you to answer the call, so they'll keep giving you a little nudge. It's like sending the little ping when you get a text message. You know, if you don't open the text message on your phone and for the next 5 minutes your phone just goes ping, ping, until you actually answer it, that's exactly the same with the angel message. They're a very clever way to use filters to get a particular message across to you. It's a sacred science. It has been going on forever. So how do we interpret the angel numbers? Every day, whether you're at home, travelling, at work, there are literally tons of opportunities for you to come across number sequences. Every time you begin to understand the vibrational meaning of it and it can relate to your experience, it will be incredible the amount of guidance or insight that you can get that you can quickly tune into. You do not have to be a psychic to be able to interpret this. You don't have to be a medium. You don't have to be any kind of phenomena, whiz kid. All you need is somebody in heaven and the ability to be able to read a number. Pretty simple. I'm going to give you a very brief guide of the angel numbers from 1 through 9. And when you notice a certain number seems to be reappearing for you, then tune back into this podcast and you will then be able to go straight to number 1, 2, 3. And you will think, oh my goodness, that's what my angel number is about. And that's what my loved ones are trying to tell you. And I really hope that you enjoy this and that you get a lot of inspiration and meaning from it. And there is a certain amount of being open to interpretation, but once you start to kickstart that within your own self, you will be absolutely amazed at the amount of guidance that maybe you've been missing out on. So here's your brief guide on the meaning of the angel numbers. I'm going to start with 0. This is a sign that divine guidance is available for you now and is unlimited and unending. You have to increase your present moment awareness to receive this guidance and reassurance available to you, and make sure that you tune in to every possibility that has been shown you. Number 1, if you keep seeing 1 everywhere, stay positive. Think about and focus upon what you want in a positive way. No dislikes, no fear, no negatives, no worries. Remember, your thoughts are what you think. Confucius used to say, I think, so therefore I am. How brilliant some of these old past masters were. So if you keep seeing 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, it's just your angel's way of saying, cut the negative, focus on the positive, it's happening. If you keep seeing 2, it's their way of saying, all is well. It's actually okay. This could be at a time when you're worried, when you're vulnerable, when you're having a little wobbly, and you just need their reassurance. It's kind of like a gentle hug from the angel realm. Stay very positive that an outcome is going to come and that all the things, the contributing factors that need to be in your life are lining up. Your ducks literally are in a row. Maybe you just don't see it yet. It's a way of them saying, keep the faith. 3. 3 is a very, very strong message from up above. It's the ascended masters, the higher angels, the chieftains. They're all coming together in the guidance of the realms of spirit to help you. Be very aware of their love and presence at this time. 3 is hugely significant, and it's just like them gift wrapping your life and saying, it's going to be okay. The big boys are in it. The big guns are there. 4, angels are with you. Keep asking for help and knowing that you have access to their guidance and their healing and their assistance at this very moment, right here, right now. They're with you. They're in the room, like here. So ask them for help. Remember that an angel can't just interfere. They have to be asked for help. This is your responsibility. So if you see the 4 everywhere, you know right now that they're with you in the same room. My goodness, that's powerful. 5, change is in the air. Call on your angels for help. You can manifest positive new changes in your life. If you've been looking for perhaps a new love, a change of job, a change of direction, a new house, then this is the number that's going to be telling you that everything is good, that we're on the right path. 6. 6 is about finding balance between material things and spiritual things, between stuff and stuff that's not important. Worrying about money is going to be counterproductive. It's not going to work. So call on the people in heaven to help you release this fear and to trust in them. I guess it's trusting in the vibration, in trusting the universe. So stuff isn't important. It's about the here and now. Love, forgiveness, encouragement, gratitude. That's all stuff that money can't buy. That is what that number is telling you about. 7, lucky 7. If you see 7 everywhere, it really does mean good things. You're on track and aligned with luck, magic. It's going to open new doors, new opportunities are being shown for you. Don't shut the doors. Don't lock them behind you. Jump through them. Even if you don't feel that this is the right thing to do, if you've been asking for angelic divine help and they are going to give it to you, they're going to open the doors for you, because don't forget, your angels can see way further ahead than you can. 8, infinite abundance and prosperity are available to you in all areas, especially to help you accomplish your purpose. So if you keep seeing 8 everywhere, it's just their way of saying that if you have some financial issues, some financial worries, that abundance is on its way and prosperity is literally just around the next corner. Perhaps a good time to buy a lottery ticket, but don't say I said that. 9, they're literally telling you that you have everything that you need to accomplish your soul's purpose right now. You can step into your work. It's time to get started. It's time to take action. 11, honour your intuition. It's really on top point. Keep your thoughts positive, your dreams and intentions for the future, and release any doubt or nervous energy away. 11 is a powerful number of dreams, intuitive illumination, and in contact with your loved ones. 22. Your prayers have been heard and are working into your dreams and reality. Success is in the air. Stay patient and be aware and be present as you keep taking inspired action to build your dreams into reality. 33. Check the facts as you progress towards your goal. Be reminded that you have a strong intuitive guidance and direct link with your angels. You are very powerful at mastering your own life's lessons and in helping you around you to do the same. So they are all the basic numbers and the doubles. So what happens if you keep seeing 222 or 333? It's like the meaning of the single digit, but it's supercharged. It's super fantastic. So if the meaning of 5 means that change is in the air, but seeing 555, it means that changes are unfolding in every area of your life. If you see a combined number of sequences like 234, it's all the meanings of the single digits, but it's meaning that it's a reminder that all is well and that you have powerful guides and ascended masters who are with you, guiding you and helping you. don't forget to ask for their help and tune in. The more you see the numbers, the more help is on the way, the more excited your angels get, the more numbers they will send you, the more you will find it's their way of communicating with you. I have a theory that communicating with your guides and your angels is a bit like social media. Some of you will like Instagram, which will be pictures. Some of you will like Twitter, which is a little bit of conversation, but you're not allowed to say a lot. Some like Facebook, which is all the gossip. Some of you might like to text. Some of you might like WhatsApp. Some of you actually just like to pick up the phone and have a good old-fashioned conversation. Angels are the same, but when you have found the way that your angels like to communicate with you, there is literally no stopping them. So today, when you're out and about, look around. Do you see any numbers now in the car? What's the clock set at? Look at your mileometer. Look at your watch. Look at your phone. Look at the timing that you've sent a message. These are all relevant. Did you wake up in the night for a toilet trip? I constantly do that. Always at 1:11. It's their way of saying, hey, Paula, you've got this. Even I need the signs. Have a really blessed day, whatever it is that you're doing. And don't forget to check back in and let us know what you think of the angel messages. And let me know, of course, if you get any angel numbers yourself. I'm always eager to hear back from you. Have a brilliant day. Bye-bye.